but he never did. Whatever promises he'd made to his new flock in England, his family forced him to break. Instead of returning to Isleworth after Christmas, Vincent was packed off to this cute little town, Dordrecht, where his family had come up with a new calling for him. He was going to be a bookseller. His boss was to be a Mr. Braat, and the bookshop stood right there where that cafe is. Actually, I can easily imagine Vincent as an eccentric book dealer. His family always remembered him with his nose stuck in a book, and later he'd go on to paint books with such love and excitement. It didn't matter how humble a book was, Vincent's art always stressed its preciousness. The booksellers I know tend to be scruffy, cranky, unwashed types, lost in their own world, just like Vincent. He would sit in the corner, wearing his English top hat, ignoring the customers, as booksellers do, and busying himself with the remarkable task he'd set himself here in Dordrecht.